USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A student is in stable condition and another in custody after a shooting at a school in Arkansas.
This morning at approximately 9:14 a.m., we had an active shooter incident here at the Prescott High School. It was a student-upon-student incident.
Police Chief Joseph Beaver says both students were in 8th grade and 14 years old. The victim was airlifted to a Little Rock, Arkansas hospital. The school believes the student who was shot was targeted, and the investigation into the shooting remains ongoing. Classes have been canceled for the rest of the day. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally is hosting a roundtable on Monday to discuss the groups of illegal aliens flooding the state's borders.
According to CBP, they've also said that when they have about 4,000 people in custody, they consider that a high number. 6,000 they consider at a crisis level, and last week it was 12,000.
This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Manufacturing in the United States is rebounding. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Institute for Supply Management says national factory activity rose to 55.3 on its index last month. That's up from 54.2 in February, which had been the lowest level since November 2016. Economists were expecting a rise to 54.5, so it did come in a little short. The ISM, though, reports any reading above 50 indicates manufacturing is expanding. The employment index, production, and new orders index all rising in March as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Competing rallies are being held in Chicago over the Jussie Smollett case. Reverend Jesse Jackson and other clergy are gathering in support of Cook County's Democratic State Attorney Kim Fox, who is under fire for her decision to drop the charges against Smollett. Meanwhile, the Fraternal Order of Police is gathering outside Fox's office. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Marine Corps is continuing to look into a Marine helicopter crash near Yuma, Arizona. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
The Saturday night crash occurred on the vast Marine Corps Air Station Yuma training grounds, located about 2 miles from the city. The training ground is one of the world's largest military operations. Cause of the crash of the Viper helicopter remains under investigation. The names of the pilots who died will be withheld until 24 hours after the next of kin have been notified. The pilots were conducting a routine training mission as part of the Weapons and Tactics Instructor course. I'm John Clemens.
The investigation continues into why two Boeing 737 MAX airplanes crashed just after takeoff. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
International investigators looking into the Ethiopian and Lion Air crashes agree that the automated flight control system did play a key role in the accidents. Former Boeing safety engineer Todd Curtis on the BBC.
Fault may have been with the options that Boeing presented to their customers. There was a indication that the pilots could have that there could be a system malfunction, but that ability to provide that indication was not standard equipment. It was something that had to be added.
346 people died in the two crashes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.